Yesterday, Kasukwere asked Parliament's National Assembly to suspend Parliament's standing rules and orders relating to the passage of bills so that he could fast-track the bill through Parliament. MDCT Chief Whip and member of the Parliamentary Legal Committee, or PLC, Innocent Gonese, said he was surprised to see Kasukwere's motion on the order paper saying the PLC had not met to consider the bill. He said he was shocked to hear that the PLC had issued a non-adverse report on the bill when, in fact, the MDCT members on the PLC, him and Jesma Jome, had not attended the meeting which purportedly took place yesterday. The other members of the PLC are Ziyambi Ziyambi, Jonathan Samkange, and Fortune Chasi, all from ZANU-PF. Majome is away conducting public hearings on the bill in Matabeleland. Gonese said he and Majome were not given a chance to give their opinion as required by parliamentary rules and regulations.
We were not given that opportunity, myself and Honorable Majome, who have a different opinion to that which has been expressed by some of the other members of the committee. We must do things properly.
He therefore said because Parliament's standing rules and orders were flouted, the motion must be rejected.
I'm actually proposing that that motion should be expunged from the order paper. It is in bad taste, it is undemocratic, and we cannot allow it. Having said that, Madam Speaker, we need confirmation that the purported meeting, from what the club was now expressing, that the purported meeting which was nicodemously held yesterday is a nullity.
Deputy Speaker Mabel Chinomona, who was standing in for Speaker Jacob Mudenda, promised to consult Parliament staff before making a ruling on Gonese's request. Political commentator and media center director Ernest Mudzengi condemned the move by Minister Kasukwere, saying while the public's view is critical, Kasukwere's moves reflect the ZANU-PF government's contempt of citizens.
When you take a bill to the people, you are seeking people's views. But when you attempt to railroad that bill through Parliament, when people are still to say their views, then it shows that you have little regard, if any, for democratic processes.
The bill has come under fire from the public, opposition and civil society for, among other things, giving too much powers to the local government minister. Meanwhile, another opposition lawmaker, James Maridadi, asked Parliament to charge Information, Communication, Technology and Courier Services Minister Superman Duanzira for inferring that the ICT committee had colluded with suspended Net1 Managing Director Reward Kangai to tarnish his image. This after Kangai implicated Manduanzira in corrupt deals with his Chinese business counterpart while giving oral evidence before the committee. Deputy Speaker Chinomona promised to make a ruling on the matter. Meanwhile, in an Auditor General's report tabled in the National Assembly by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa today, Manduanzira's ministry got unauthorized loans of 194,564,095,000 from the Post and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe for the purchase of his and his deputy's vehicles, respectively. The Auditor General expressed fear that the ministry may fail to account for the loans as these were not authorized by Treasury. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.